So I'm going to close out in a minute, but I just decided to go back to 95 and choose a different type of chord. So far I've done a minor chord, then I went to a major, now I'm going to do a dominant. So let's say like something different, like D7. So, make it even more fun for myself, I could put in, make a little, instead of just using the metronome, I could make a loop for myself. You know, programs like Band in a Box and, you know, looper pedals and all these little gadgets, they can be extremely useful and fun for practicing what you're going to practice. But you have to be super careful. Again, this is just like the YouTube videos, not to get distracted in other stuff. So I'm in D flat, and I'm going to use my little trio pedal. Actually, I'm going to keep the metronome on just so I can hear the... And I'm going to program in a little D flat chord. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4. It didn't go for some reason. Okay, I got it going. So that's D flat. I can fiddle around with it and make it something I like. But again, I'm not going to get distracted with this. And I know it's a tempo that I should be practicing. So. Noticed that in my implementing, I'm doing it more often going up than on the way down. I'm more comfortable going up, string skipping on the way up. I just noticed that because I just got to the top of like a fingering and then I was uncomfortable going back down. So these are the things I got to notice to make myself do it. So now for the next few minutes, I'm only going to go down a set of strings, that is. So. Comfortable with, I can barely hear the string skipping. And I noticed that I'm better at going down than I am going down, if that makes sense. Now it just may be harder. I might just do my exercise. So. Now it's not so hard because I'm focusing on it. So I'm better going up, but I'll try it down. Now I'm gonna integrate it, meaning go back to let myself playing solos how I normally play them, but still integrating the. Patient with myself for having it be so much slower, but I'm having a blast. This is fun. So now, you know, I don't need to just practice one little exercise to teach a road out. You get the point. I'm having a blast at practicing exactly what I'm supposed to be practicing and making it fun, and no one had to, you know, sort of hold my hand. You know, I'm empowering you. Purpose of this is to empower you to make to implement what you learn, and the steps, just to summarize, is isolate the problem. What exactly am I working on? How can I best make a logical and broad scoped sort of routine that I can use? And where's the subset of that is, where's the symmetry there? Like, If you know, what goes up must come down. What goes up short term must come down short term. If that makes any sense. All the examples that I showed you. And then the next step was I found my tempo and kept a log of it. And the next step was I made a vamp. I made a groove out of it and started jamming to it in that tempo and see how it felt. I varied different sort of qualities of chords, minor, major, and seventh, to see if I could take the same principle. And then when I was done with that, I made a completely new tempo and a completely new key and a completely new progression and see how I made out. And it was kind of hard, but at least I was able to do it. So I proved to myself that, yes, it needs work, but I can do it in any musical context, you know, slowly. And another point that I... So then the next step was I implemented it by putting in an actual, you know, music, like I said, and then integrating it, meaning I allowed myself to play all the other stuff I've been working on and can already play. And I was patient with the new thing. It's much slower than all the other things, but it's there and I'm starting to integrate it, you know, slowly. And it'll get faster and faster as I progress. I also, the next step after that was I made restrictions to make it easier or harder as per the situation would apply. Like I just did one set of strings, or I just did one chord instead of a progression. And then I also decided to go back and slow it down to the bare minimum that I could do. So it seems like a pretty, it seems obvious, but I would imagine that for you, not having invented or even ever having been told that you have the ability to invent your own practice routines based around what you're working on, as long as they hone in exactly on what you are supposed to be working on and not some digression, you know, this is how you do it. And I want to hear your results. I want to hear your, you know, cool exercises. Maybe you have some exercises you came up with that I never thought of and that could be useful for other students. You know, then everyone's learning faster. Isn't that amazing? You know, and probably, yes, this probably exercise that you came up with exists on some YouTube video, but who's going to take the hours and, you know, hours and hours or weeks or years to sort through all this nonsense and try and find that particular video that applies to this? It's not going to happen. So good luck with this. It's my honor and privilege to be your teacher, and I look forward to your continued rapid progress. Take care.